Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
There has been an explosion of ways to buy and sell shares, ETFs, commodities and crypto over the past few years. Among them is the UK company Trading 212, which already has 100,000 Irish customers. Now, the online platform is making Dublin its European trading hub and hopes to avail of the opportunities from the proposed personal investment accounts to be announced in the budget. But will this make the rich richer rather than enable the less well-off to benefit from soaring stocks? Michael Byrne is the chief executive of Trading 212 Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me on your show.
What?
Massive fan. Massive fan of this and of the radio, avid listener to the radio show.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, tell us what Trading 212 does.
So we were formed in 2003, Joe, and we moved our headquarters to the UK in 2013. The group is privately owned. It's an investment broker, and we currently serve 5 million customers across the UK, Europe, Australia, and other international markets.
Okay, and you sell, obviously, stocks, and you enable the purchase and sale of stocks and exchange-traded funds. Do you enable crypto?
We don't do crypto out of Ireland. We do have a crypto offering out of our Cypriot office. Mm. So it's predominantly equities, ETFs and CFD instruments.
Okay. And they're contracts for difference, which is for more advanced purchasers.
Absolutely.
Not really for retail investors.
No, certainly would not. And our current client profile of Gen Z and millennials, I wouldn't be encouraging them to invest in CFDs.
And is there a minimum amount that people need to have or to invest to trade with 212?
It is as a small as 1 euro, you can make an investment with Trading 212, and that's the fact that we offer fractional shares at zero commission.
Ah, okay. So that means you can get in with very expensive shares that might be thousands per share. Again, you're buying a fraction of the share.
That's exactly right. Okay. So you can invest in the S&P 500 or a FTSE World Indice or Nvidia share for as little as 1 euro.
And what do you guys charge? In other words, how do you make the money?
On the FX, so if you're an Irish customer,
foreign
exchange, if you're an Irish customer and you want to buy Nvidia stock, obviously you've got to convert your euros into dollars, so we will charge on the FX side. We also have our own systematic internalizer, which basically buys the inventory up front, and then when a client comes in then to buy or sell that inventory, we're there to meet that price.
That's very interesting. So you buy in advance a load of shares in, I presume, thousands of companies, if not tens of thousands of companies, and you hold them in order to sell them to retail investors.
Exactly. So we currently have in excess of 15,000 instruments on our books at any one time.
Wow.
And so when the demand comes in to buy, we're there to meet it.
Okay. And does it mean that it is cheaper to buy our shares with Trading 212 than it would be with the traditional stockbrokers?
It will be a lot cheaper because we charge zero commission on the trade. So there's no commission up front. We don't charge any custody or administration fees.
Okay. And I presume there's an onboarding process so that not everybody can just jump in and buy these shares.
Anybody can buy the shares. We really want to target that audience, that Gen Z millennial type audience, investors who want to get on that investment cycle so they can actually build financial stability over time. So as I said, from as little as 1 euro, you can buy your stock and build that. We're looking for really long-term investors, not speculative investors.
Okay.
We discourage.
Even though surely you make money from the transaction.
We do indeed, but that's not our model. It's really to make investments accessible to the general public. Mm. It's been very restrictive in the past for people trying to get in and buy shares.
It's also bloody expensive in this country. You know, with buying shares, there's the stamp duty, and then there's the deemed disposal, and then there is the capital gains tax.
Absolutely, and that's still a restriction to investors, and we hope that the government now with their savings and investment scheme actually help with that. I mean, it is certainly penal in some respect to pay on the capital gains tax, 33% over the exemption threshold, and then even worse then on ETF. And Ireland is a huge market for ETFs, and to be charged then at the 38% and the deemed disposal after every 8 years seems quite penal.
So even if you do sit in for the long term, you're still stung on the tax.
Absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully Minister Simon Harris and Robert Troy will reflect that when they, with their proposed savings and investment scheme, roll it out now in the budget. touch wood, in November this year, and we'll actually tackle that and make it more attractive for people to invest.
Would you like them to replicate the UK ISA model, which is a tax-efficient wrapper around your savings in shares?
Absolutely, Joe. We have huge success with the UK ISA scheme. We've been providing that to the UK public since 2020, and it has been a huge success. It's really got people investing in shares. As I said, that young cohort can build that financial stability. So anything that actually simplifies that investment process is hugely beneficial and will help people grow wealth.
Why did Two and Two choose Ireland?
Lots of reasons, Joe. One is the world-class regulatory regime that we have here.
Quite strict here.
It is strict, but it's one of those things, once you're in the club, there's a huge kudos for being part of that, and that adds an awful lot of credibility. That's number one. We have a phenomenal talent pool here, particularly in financial service and technology. And then it gives us a bridge, really, to our main two markets, which is the UK and Europe, and other financial markets.
Well, I suppose being in the European Union makes it advantageous, especially for a UK-based business. But do you not find it, you know, Ireland's not cheap? So in other words, if you're going to bring in talent, it's going to be expensive for them to live here.
We don't bring in talent. Everyone that we currently employ in the Dublin office is Irish, as Irish residents. Not to say that we wouldn't look outside outside Ireland to attract talent, but we've been very lucky to attract top talent into the business.
Okay, well, listen, best of luck with it. And that's Michael Byrne, the Chief Executive of Trading 212 Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.